Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Nun Dalid is the requirement to state and learn Torah with one's voice. Our Gemara on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis going up to Nun Dalid Amud Aleph had a fantastic yisod. And this yisod makes a lot of sense, not only in halacha, but as well as a yisod in Avodas Hashem. And that is that Bruria, the wife of Rebbe Meir, was critical for those Talmidim that learned quietly, that the Torah needs to be aruka b'chol ramacha evarim, it needs to be learned with all of one's body, one's sinews, and one's limbs, in order for it to stay in the person. Al pi derech ha-chasidus, of course, the idea is straightforward, and that is, in order for the Torah to not just simply be intellectual activity, to really, really stay with the person, he needs to throw his entire body, his entire being, into the learning. Therefore, Bruria suggested that the way in which one does that, probably one of the ways one does that, is learning bikol, learning out loud. And one is more likely to remember one's learning that way. Some even suggest that the source behind the Zohar that says that there is an inyan to shakel when one learns, to shake when one learns, comes from this idea as well. The Zohar mentions this in Pinchas, Chelek Gimel, Daf Resh Yud Ches. Either way, let's get to the halacha. The Pnei Yehoshua in Brachos, Daf Tezvav Amebeis, on Rashi, the Baramaskil Hai, suggests from our Gemara, Bruria was not only giving an Eitzah Tova, not just simply a suggestion, but rather was telling us a halacha. And that halacha is that for a person to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, you need to speak out the words. It's not enough to simply think them. This would dovetail beautifully with a famous psak in Shulchan Aruch, in Simim Mem Zayin Siv Dalid, that states that one does not make a Birchas HaTorah on Hirhur B'Torah. If one is, quote-unquote, thinking and learning, you don't make a Birchas HaTorah. To fulfill the pasuk that we learn, Ki Bris Olam, Sam Li'arucha V'Kol U'Shmura, in order for it to be inside of you, it needs to be set out, and it becomes, according to Pnei Yehoshua, part of the definition of Talmud Torah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Hirur is not Kedibur when it comes to the words of Torah. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees. The Vilna Gaon says that the words Vihigisa B'Yomam V'Layla, that is in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, the word Vihigisa does not refer to verbal expression, but refers to an internal phenomenon, similar to Vehegyon Libi. This is as well the path and approach of the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachos that points out that the Maskana in the Gemara in Brachos on Tezvav Amebeis might very well be the Shita Mekubetzes claims that one does not need to utter words of Torah. So practically, there are many implications in this Machlokis. We are not going to get involved halacha lemaisa on them, except to mention that lichatchila, a person should say words of Torah after they make a Birchas HaTorah, because the Birchas HaTorah, according to the Pnei Yehoshua, and more significantly, the Shulchan Aruch, is to say the words of Torah. It could very well be that according to the Shulchan Aruch, if one is an instance where one cannot say a bracha, nevertheless, one could still think in learning, because Hirur is not Kedibur. There are many, many implications of these halachas. When would it be even usur to think in Divrei Torah? Those things are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. In the context of Birchas HaTorah, though, let us say that a person, for whatever reason, has not made a Birchas HaTorah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he could think in learning. According to the Gra, he should first make a Birchas HaTorah. So we should be machmir in both directions, that if you can make a Birchas HaTorah, you should, even on hearer. And yet, at the same time, if you are making a Birchas HaTorah, don't just simply think in learning, you should say the words of Torah. In a very practical terms, in his beautiful essays on
Talmud Torah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, incorporates both positions. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who of course, he and the Gra didn't always see eye to eye, evokes, if you will, this Hasidish notion of Bruria, and that is that the Chatchila one should learn Bekal. He says, as those of us who've been Zoche to spend time thinking about Torah, every once in a while, if you're trying to figure out if Tosas agrees with the Rashba or not, or how to apply the Mishnah Brura's case, Halacha Lamaisa, it's not always easy for you to say the words out loud. For that, to be Madame Milsa Milsa, if you're what we would call intellectually processing, so then in such a case, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, then that is fine to be Maharer. The only requirement, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is, and here he disagrees with the Gra, he says, V'igisa b'yomam v'layla, is if you can say it out, in other words, if you're reading a Gemara, and you could say it, then in such a case, he says, you would not be Mekayim v'maditem osam, because the Yomur Sefer Torah Zem Mipicha means literally to that it should be in your mouth. And then he says something which is of great debate. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav goes therefore further, that based on this, someone who is an Am Haaretz, someone who is not learned, if he reads something that he doesn't understand, he's also Mekayim the mitzvah of Elimadetem. It could be there's a deep theological machlokus over here between the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, whether learning needs to be understood or not, that the Gra, as we also see filtered in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, might very well be of the opinion that the ultimate is the intellectual understanding of the Talmud Torah, and what Bruria is saying is a very important Eitzah Tova for a person to learn Bekal. I'm sure the Gra himself learned Bekal. Nevertheless, it doesn't become a mitzvah if it's simply Bekal. The primary purpose is the intellectual understanding, while the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that one could be Mekayim it by simply acting on those words of Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Azeh Mi Picha. I'm a little disappointed with the Mesifta Gemara. In the Sefer Pnine Halacha, they quote an opinion of the Mishnah Halachos that I find quite dangerous and hard to understand. And that is the position of Rav Menashe Klein in Chelek Yudalit Simen Reish, that he was asked, by the way, there they mention that Rav Vosner does this, Shlita does disagree, that Rav Menashe Klein was asked whether if a Beis Medrash at night was disturbing people from sleeping, whether those people should stop learning Bekal or not. And he quotes from our Gemara, that we see that there is a critical part of learning Bekal. Hence, he says, you do not have to be concerned about waking the neighbors at all. I find this psak a little hard to understand. And that is, at the end of the day, there's nothing in our Gemara that says that one is not supposed to take into account the predicament of others due to learning Talmud Torah Bekal. And that is, number one, if in the morning we are used to, when everybody is awake, speaking, screaming and learning and fighting it out and so on, that doesn't mean that at night, if people are sleeping, we could continue learning Bekal. But there are two different types of learning Bekal. There's learning Bekal that you read in Gemara like this and talking to your Chavrus like this. And clearly, Bruria would say that would be something that could be remembered. And then there's fighting and learning. And if a person is raising their voice, the Mishnah Halachos is not quoted as differentiating between the two. If we're talking about a case where 200 people are learning like this and it still is disturbing people, maybe then they should find spread out, that they don't have to all learn in the same Beis Medrash. But as to suggest that this halacha indicates that we abdicate the responsibility of being concerned about others, particularly in regards to Gezel Shena, which the Gemara describes is Avera that is very, very, very hard to do tshuva for. It's hard to understand how you could invoke this beautiful rule of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and say that that would allow us to disturb others due to our Talmud Torah. This is the position as well of Rav Osner in Chelek Zayin, Simen Reish Chav Dalet. So we have a fundamental machlokas whether our Gemara is an important tool of remembering. It's an important tool of using one's entire being in Talmud Torah, or it becomes definitional to the mitzvah itself. And the Pnei Yehoshua goes so far as to say it's definitional to Talmud Torah to learn Bekol. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us fulfill the pasuk, Ki bris olam samli aruka bechol ushmura, that we should be zocha, as the Gemara describes, that our Torah should be entirely part of us, entirely part of all of our fiber, all of our being, our ramach evarim and shesagidim, and use that ramach evarim and shesagidim to only be mekadesh shem shemayim.